Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 2nd of March, recording at 10 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly a bit weaker on Wall Street's fall yesterday and the higher price for crude oil. Japan had one of the bigger declines with the Nikkei 225 down 2.43%. European stock markets were mostly a little lower. In the Americas, so Wall Street had a seesaw day but ended with quite modest gains. Other indices that I can see on my screen here were higher. The big gain was Brazil. Mind you, that had been hit yesterday, but it regained nearly the whole thing, up 1.57%. Government bonds turned weaker in here today, despite an additional rise in the price of crude oil. The U.S. 30-year bond is down over a full point as I speak. That's the futures price. Now, the U.S. dollar was quite soft. Really weak across the boards, although almost unchanged against the yen, and we have the euro well currently trading at 138.65, sterling up to 163.25 against the greenback. The greenback's down to. Well, about unchanged against the Canadian dollar, but it has been weak recently and is currently at 90.9734. Precious metals, another pretty good day. We had new highs for this move by both gold and also silver. And silver, just looking for that price. So we got up to 34, almost 35 the dollars, got up to 34.97 and a half. Currently 34.63. Gold bullion got up to, I think they've eliminated that high price, just looking at the broad screen here, but it's currently at 14.34. So that's firm. Platinum a little higher, as was palladium. And industrial metals, by contrast, a little bit weaker. Sugar was quite strong today, so were soybeans. The crude oil market was strong. On the NYMEX crude, up 273, that's taken it to 102.35. I believe the Brent is just over 116. Okay, what's it all mean here, and what's actually taking place? Well, the dominating story is certainly Libya and the Middle East region in general. And the dominant market psychologically is certainly crude oil. And you could almost see as crude oil moved down a little bit, stock markets are firmer. When it moved higher, they weakened further during the course of the day before having the America's markets close out with the gains that I mentioned. But I think that's going to continue, certainly for a while longer. The unrest in the Middle East is far from over. The Libyan situation is following the route of a civil war. I don't think we could call it anything else in here right now. And there are plenty of concerns about the possibility of uprisings elsewhere. Well, I don't want to underestimate the risks, but equally I don't want to exaggerate the risks overall. And talk of Saudi Arabia running into serious trouble in this sort of regional Middle Eastern uprising strikes me as a bit wide of the mark, especially as the Shia population is only 10 to 15% of the total Saudi population, and yes, they live in the main oil-producing region, but they're also reasonably well subsidized. And I know it isn't all about, particularly following the following the king's recent largesse. I know it's not all about money. It's about jobs and status, but I think that's a really quite a controllable situation here overall. The Libyan situation is considerably more of a concern. So indeed is Algeria. The price of crude oil is a major concern for me. It's something I've warned about for some time, saying that we would see a surge in the price of crude oil at some stage. Now this has occurred not because of any great big build-up in demand for crude. I would put it down entirely to speculation right now. But the speculation is understandable, given the overall circumstances, and it has a knock-on effect in terms of overall sentiment. Were we to see a cessation of most of the unrest in the Middle Eastern region and a replacement of Gaddafi with some sort of ruling coalition, I do think we'd see the crude oil price fall back quite sharply, and that would be good for global stock markets and good for the global economy overall. Conversely, if I've underestimated the situation, and if we get an additional spike of consequence by the price of crude oil, which is still a long way away below its 2008 highs, but that was a devastating move back then, and it would be again today. And if we were to see anything like that, I think it would snuff out a number of these rather moderate, modest, rather, I should say, economic recoveries that we see in Europe and also in the USA. USA is doing reasonably well under the circumstances, but it's got a big tailwind in terms of the Fed's largesse, and that's probably going to end reasonably soon, or certainly be scaled back. And budget cuts are certainly going to occur over the next few years. So I would say that I would use I use that somewhat inflammatory term that people have talked about the US economy being on steroids, and there's certainly an element of truth to that. And I think with a weaker oil price, that recovery could gain a bit of traction. With a stronger oil price, it's in jeopardy, as I've already mentioned. Another factor here to consider is the US dollar's softness generally. And although it's still range bound against most currencies, it is breaking down against some of the resources players. And there is a possibility, I would put it still at a outside possibility. In other words, not the main probability. I think the main probability is that we'll see further ranging in currencies, but there is an outside chance that we could see the dollar weaken weaken more sharply, and I don't think that would be good for sentiment. So you can see stock markets, which are mostly in a cyclical bull market, really are sailing through a bit of a asteroid zone in here at this time, and getting hit by not only the strong crude oil price, but also the very strong moves for agricultural commodities from cotton to corn. And that's increased inflationary pressures. It's something that I think Fuller Money has been on top of all along. It's something that we warned about and said that it would cause some problems, and it is. I don't think the problems are enough to cause a bear market or to necessitate a general abandonment or significant cutting back of positions overall, but it may well lead to somewhat nervous, choppy markets for the remainder of this quarter and perhaps next quarter, subject to events, not least regarding the Middle East and crude oil prices. Now, if we had an all clear signal on the Middle East and weaker oil prices, in other words, if the whole situation calmed down and the crude oil price reflected that, I would think that we would see a number of the Asian stock markets moving higher, including China and India. I think that's going to happen later this year in any event. In the meantime, I think we're more likely than not to see a bit of a Wall Street leash effect of a negative nature, in the sense that we have mentioned on a number of occasions that Wall Street was overextended relative to its rising 200-day moving average, which represents the trend mean. And you can see that clearly enough on the price charts. And so it's susceptible to a reaction and corrective phase overall. And that's likely to be within the confines of this overall cyclical upward trend. But it doesn't help global equities here in the short term. So I would expect more of the same, some choppy, nervous activity. Keep an eye, obviously, on the price of crude oil and also the price of grains and beans, because those will have an influence on sentiment overall. Also, keep an eye on the U.S. dollar. If it remains range-bound, that's good news. Overall, it would be nice to see a little bit of additional stability in that Forex market. Now, last but not least, I think the rally that we've seen in U.S. Treasury bonds is probably over. We've had some selling pressure in here today. It will need some follow through tomorrow to look convincing technically, but I think the soft dollar generally and the poor returns that we have in these long dated bonds, the rally which has corrected a short term oversold position in the long dated government bond futures, all that really suggests to me that we've now more than corrected that short-term oversold condition. We have a short-term overbought condition. The fundamentals are bearish. I think that the only thing that could keep bond yields from rising over the next few months would be if we saw a dramatic spike in the crude oil price, and that could also weigh on the bond market because of the short-term inflationary implications, in addition to the slower growth aspect that it would imply. So I think one of the better opportunities here, which is reflected in my trading account, is short the U.S. long-dated treasuries. And on that note, all the best.